last night was absolutely amazing. The surrounding streets were packed with cars. Our playground and school had people everywhere. There was laughter and smiles, and I have to say, this kind of event truly brings joy to my heart. It was awesome to have you and Sarah Carmichael along with the Fun Cruiser at our event last night, and I know that meant a lot to our special guest, Cheryl Hickey, as she actually drove the Fun Cruiser as a summer job when she was a teenager living here in Owen Sound. And I have to say a shout-out to Domino's Pizza, Laura Lee Face Painting, and Edge Imaging, who all donated money and time from their companies locally and abroad. It all helped to make last night a huge success. Also, a huge shout-out to our staff at Keppel, and I have to get this in before I tell you the actual number. This is an incredible team of educators that I am so fortunate to work with every day. Their passion and dedication and commitment to making our school the best possible place to work, learn, and play together every day is second to none, and I am so proud to be a Keppel Cougar. And I am so excited to say that we actually doubled plus our goal for last night, which our goal was $1,800, and we, our preliminary numbers are saying we've actually raised over $4,000 last night.
Isn't that great?
Fantastic night.
Now, Lori, does this mean that you get a pie in the face today?
This does mean that I get a pie in the face, Fred, and it means that both myself and our vice principal, Mr. Thompson, are getting pies in the face, and actually Cheryl Hickey has also offered to get pies in the face, and we may have a few other surprises for the kids this morning in terms of that end to our talent show.
Isn't that great? Cheryl, tell me what it was like, first of all, to go back to Keppel Sarawak and be on the grounds last night as a former Cougar student.
Why are you calling me a cougar? First of all, can we just, I just want to.
I didn't bring
listen,
age into it.
I didn't say anything about you. And so, listen, I love being a couple cougar. That's amazing. And what was your question? It's early, Fred.
What did it feel like to go back and be on the grounds again?
It felt amazing. It was so great. I was saying to my son and my daughter, were also there last night, and I was saying to them, you know, that's the tree that we all hung out under when it was, you know, when it was snowing and it was cold and we were trying to figure out where to go at recess. And that's where I took a nap when I was in kindergarten. And you just, all these memories come flooding back. And it just seems like no time has passed at all. But what was amazing is really walking around and seeing how beautiful the school still is. Like in my mind, it was one thing. And then I come back and I see all, you know, there's obviously been improvements since I've been there, and it's such a beautiful school, and the energy in there is really lovely, and the staff and the parents and the community. I mean, you all have something so special there, and I mean, I've traveled a lot of places all around the world, and when I come home and I see, you really appreciate what you had when you've been away as much as I have. So coming back and seeing all of it and seeing how hard everyone works to maintain and do all these things for the kids, it's really incredible.
Finally, Cheryl, you not only showed up and participated in the activities last night, but you were part of the fundraiser as well, and I'm sure there's some people that you want to thank for joining you with and making this library project and campaign so successful to this point.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm just really grateful and honored that Lori and Karina asked me to be a part of this in a small way. And so it's been really fun to reconnect with everybody and to share texts back and forth. And I think when we got talking about this, I was thinking, you know, I do a lot of fundraising in Toronto and all sorts of places across Canada. So to be able to get to come back for the first time and do something special here is just so great. So I called some of my friends, that I can say are now friends at Trade West, and they donated just about $4,000 worth of equipment for the library. And they'll be working with Lori and the team over the summer to get this popping for the kids. And Schoolhouse Products is actually coming up, bringing some architects and going over and talking with Lori and working out, because they the kids and the staff drew up this beautiful plan of what they want their library to look like. And the amazing people at Schoolhouse Products are going to come up and make sure those dreams come true. So, listen, it's along with all the donations that your community and families and the local businesses have raised. I mean, it's really quite amazing how everyone just stepped up.
Well, Cheryl, it was great to see you last night. Thanks for the participation and for the assist in the fundraising. Lori, we'll give you the last word. What's going on today at Keppel Sarawak?
Today is Keppel's Got Talent, Fred, and do we have talent? And whether it's on the stage or on the track or on Rogers TV this week with our eco team, we have talent oozing from the students and staff at Keppel Sarawak School. So we're hosting a Keppel's Got Talent show this morning for families and for students, and the grand finale will be Pies in the Faces of myself, our vice principal, Mr. Thompson, our lovely Cheryl Hickey from ET Canada.
Are you sure? Because I don't have to do it. I completely can't. Listen, although I hear it's great for your skin, but I don't know. Well, whatever you need, I guess.
Laurie and Cheryl, enjoy your pies. And again, congratulations on a fabulous night last night, and all the best with this campaign.
And thanks so much for supporting us, Fred. We couldn't do it without you and your help, too. So thank you very much.